In agricultural news, the Congressional Budget Office has cut its estimate of available farm bill funding. The preliminary annual funding baseline won't be out until next month, but Republican U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa says the initial CBO numbers aren't good.
The baseline estimate for the farm bill is about $14 billion lower over 10 years than last year's, and most of that comes right around $11 billion. Coming from the nutrition program. The crop insurance baseline also decreases by around $3 billion over 10 years.
That means if Congress writes a new farm bill this year, it will start from a lower number than last year. The $14 billion in new cuts could come on top of last year's Senate-passed cuts of $23 billion, or House Ag Committee cuts of $33 billion. Grassley says he sees bigger farm bill cuts coming.
There are more savings than can be found in nutrition programs that won't hinder our ability to feed the hungry. So obviously that'll get a good look. In addition, crop insurance isn't the runaway program that critics make it out to be. We can have confidence that the program is working.
But it's expected the Ag Committee won't go too far in writing a new farm bill until they have a good handle on the numbers. And that won't happen until next month at the earliest. Congress and President Obama have just a few weeks to act to prevent the sequestration spending cuts that will impact everything from education programs to agriculture. President Obama introduced a short-term fix of budget cuts to delay the across-the-board spending cuts, which are expected to kick in on March 1st. Speaking on the Senate floor today, Indiana Republican Dan Coats says cuts to entitlement programs must be made to ensure fiscal stability.
We've said this too much. The burden here is not tax revenues. The burden here is dealing with our spending issue, and part of that has to be dealing with the mandatory spending that is ever driving this deficit and debt.
On Tuesday, President Obama acknowledged that Congress likely won't be able to pass a full budget by next month to avoid the across-the-board spending cuts. So the president pushed for a temporary plan that could give lawmakers another few months to negotiate on a larger deficit reduction package. At the end of last year, Congress passed permanent normal trade relations with Russia. But Russia recently announced it would begin banning imports of U.S. beef and pork products because of the possibility that the meats may contain the feed additive ractopamine. Colin Woodall with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says the ban is simply not acceptable.
There is no science to base their decision on. In fact, we worked with the Codex Commission just last summer, which is the international commission that looks at food safety, and we were able to get a maximum residue level, an MRL, established for the use of ractopamine in beef and pork. That should have been enough to satisfy Russia.
Woodall says the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is working with the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative and the USDA to look at options under several different trade agreements to fix this. Ultimately, he says, it may be necessary to go to the World Trade Organization. And that's a look at today's agricultural news.